Hello, my name is Dr. Valerie Whiting. I was a brat for many years of my life. My father was also a brat, so it runs in our family. I recently became some friends with people that I've known from Germany when I lived over there in high school. A friend of mine from there, Deb Stacy, sent me a box meme one day. I felt it was really important to tell the story about what that meant to me. I'm going to read that to you now. Oh my God, a box meme. A box is a brat's best friend. I always felt strange about how much I cared about boxes, but not anymore. My whole life I've struggled with throwing them away. Boxes give me comfort. It may sound strange to many of you. As an army brat, traveling the world, moving every year of your life, boxes are a big deal. Imagine being told year after year, here's your box. You can put whatever you want in it. The rest of your life was often thrown away or packed up where you barely found it again. This was your box. Hopefully a good size, sturdy, and the less marked up, the better. A brand new brown cardboard box, square and clean. Inside, you placed your most valuable treasures, a diary, your favorite clothes, shoes, a book or two, and maybe a toy. The box was sealed. You write your name on it, Valerie. This is your life. You say goodbye to your friends. You move from Indiana to Alabama to Oklahoma, then New Mexico. Kwajalein, a Pacific island that's a mile by a mile and a half. Talk about isolation. No TV or cars when I lived there. To Maryland, Virginia, and then Germany. Yep, you just keep moving. Movers come in, they take your box and your hopes, and you really hope that it makes it. Will this box be locked, marked up when you receive it, broken open in disarray? Oh, the things you worry about at 8 or 9 or 10 years old and beyond. Will your four sisters, yes, there are 5 girls in my family, will their boxes be okay? You worry. Fast forward to today. You still love boxes. Fortunately, my husband has always asked if it's okay to throw any of them away. I have some kind of box in every room of my house. Clean little brown boxes, wooden boxes, clear boxes. You gotta have a good, sturdy box. Life in a box. A lot of memories, a lot of stress and trauma. Overall, a very good life. My life in boxes. I truly loved it. Thank you so much to Deb Stacy for sending me the lovely box meme. It was a lovely gift. What more could I ask for? And thank you for allowing me to read you my story. Again, my name is Dr. Valerie Whiting. I'm a psychologist working for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Have a good evening.